Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is a place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms. Hey ladies, my name's Hayley Quinn and I'm back with another Love HQ podcast. Now this is like my resistance radio where basically, in the nicest possible way, we go for an empowering kick up the butt to change your attitudes towards love, sex and dating, because I can't stand, I'll say it again, all of that advice which is telling you this is the message you send to get your ex back from afar. I mean, I'm sorry, but you deserve better than that, and you're in the right place. So if you are struggling in relationships with men, you constantly feel like you're picking the wrong partners, relationships break down, you worry that you're coming across as desperate or needy, you don't know how to flirt, men feel like this, you know, where have all the good men gone? If these are the questions that are genuinely troubling you on a day-to-day basis, I'm here to enlighten you. There is, in fact, a completely different and much better way to go about dating and relationships, and it all happens here at Love HQ. Now, today, I'm joined by a male dating expert. His name is John Matrix from Male Mastery, and although he generally gives advice to the boys, I think he's got some really good words of wisdom when it comes to things like dealing with really bad endings to relationships and also escaping the beast that is need, you know, because when you're in a space of need, we make terrible, terrible decisions. So welcome to the podcast, John.
Thank you very much. I think this is the first time I've officially given advice to women. So
woohoo!
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So we began by talking about that thing of need. Now, I don't, just to clarify this subject a bit, I don't like it when women are told off for being needy. Like, you know, for instance, you want more attention, stop being needy. If someone says that to you, they're just, get this, they're ignoring your emotional needs and they're not responding to you as a nice, civilized, adult, mature partner should do. So it's not that. The neediness that I want to talk to you about today is when you're in a relationship with, which, let's face it, on paper, as I've been in the past, is what I would say batshit crazy. Like, you're starting to think, should I be with this guy, even though he's cheated on me 5 times, he trashed the house, he wrecked my car, he stole all of my money, he doesn't listen to anything I'm saying, he's completely drunk all the time. You know, when you're getting to this level where it's like, oh my God, every action they do is insane, why am I still with them? And as you said, John, I think that's when need can be really dangerous.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is also with rationalizing. So a girl will, all those things you've said, she'll be coming up with reasons why, actually, no, it was okay. Actually, no, he's okay. He got away with that. Or I let him get away with that because, well, you know, it was after work and he was stressed and da 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 da. And all these things, and it's rationalizing and denial to keep yourself in a, you know, in a, well, it could be potentially an abusive situation. And it's the neediness that's what keeps people there. And it's not just with women. Men get it as well. You know, people, a man and a woman will get together. And if they're both needy, it can be a recipe for disaster, because they're never going to be, if the relationship's not right, they're not going to be able to pull each other, you know, pull apart from each other, because both of them feel like, what the hell am I going to do? I'm going to be on my own. So it's a tricky one, neediness. It really is, because it depends where it comes from. I mean, a lot of it can come from past experience. You know, it can come from your parents, childhood stuff. If there was a lack of love in the household when you were younger, that can create a needy person who's like constantly needs love from everybody. So it does depend where it comes from.
It does, but I think the thing that you can recognise, I was actually speaking to somebody earlier today about this, I thought it was so interesting. You know, lots of us haven't had the best start in life, you know? I definitely haven't. I'm sure I'll look at you. Yeah, I've got some sympathy from John. He's like, no, it wasn't that great. My childhood was a bit whack in some respects. And because of that, I think it literally set me up with the expectation that all future relationships would involve some kind of alcohol or drug dependency, someone kicking off about something, someone cheating somewhere, not having any money. You know, all these things were sort of ingrained in me. So I started to repeat that as a pattern. And it took me absolutely ages to look around and go, oh, that isn't really what relationships are supposed to be like. So in case you don't know, a relationship, get this, groundbreaking, should be the secure base. It should literally be something that grounds you, that makes you feel more secure, that makes you feel better and more confident in other areas of your life, because you feel that you've so got this area handled. Now, in order to pick a partner that is secure and that builds on your security, I think if you're by yourself, the best self-defense mechanism that you can ever get, rather than trying to judge a guy on a first date whether he's going to screw you over 6 months down the line or not, best self-defense mechanism you can get is making your base and your life as secure as possible. You know what, if you've got crap friends that you can't rely on and they're a bit sort of snarky and bitchy half the time, if you've got a job that drains the life force out of you, if your living environment is not good and you're not happy with where you live and you don't feel that you can shut the door on your home and feel really comfortable there, all of this can be extremely disruptive, because what it leaves you with is need. You need something to give you that energy or some lift or some excitement or something to strive for in your life. And this is exactly the worst position you can be in, to then attract the worst kind of person to fulfill that need. If you reverse all that around and actually your job is really super fulfilling and boosts your self-esteem, you love living by yourself or in your flatmates or whatever it is, your living environment, you're happy. You don't want to move. You don't need to move. You know, with your social circle, you've got awesome friends that you can rely on, you can talk to really openly and are super supportive and really give you a lot of love and a lot of nourishment. Suddenly, the threshold and the boundary to get into your life has just got a lot higher. And actually, anybody who's disruptive to that, it should be quite obvious in the beginning. You know, if your work's suffering, you're not comfortable to go home, you're not seeing your friends as much. As when those things start to shift around, that's actually the beginnings of the warning signs of a bad relationship. So I think one of the best ways of kind of, it's almost like a prevention rather than cure, is to build this awesome life where actually you do things that will help to make you feel really grounded and secure. And I think sometimes that can also be other practices. Like, I know that you're a huge fan of meditation and other things as well to ground you.
No, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head there when you said it's about the rest of your life. And this is exactly what we tell men. Men think if they get good with women, it's going to fix their life. And actually, no, it's the other way around. You fix your life. All those things you just mentioned, your work life, your friends, you know, are you happy being on your own? All those things, you fix them, getting women is not difficult. Women will gravitate towards a grounded man. And I think it's going to be the same for women. If your life's in tatters and you think, I've got to get a man to fix me, you're not going to attract the right kind of man when your life's in tatters. You're going to attract a damaged, needy man. If you sort yourself out, you get your self-esteem high, you know, your living environment good, happy at work, good friends, you're going to attract the right kind of man. So you need to take a long, hard look in the mirror and start to look at your own behaviours, because you're going to have behaviours that are sabotaging your life. You know, I did something called the Hoffman Process a few years ago, which is it's like a week-long sort of experiential learning stroke therapy thing. And it's all about your negative patterns of behaviour and about your parents and tracing back where it came from. And it comes from your parents or something in your childhood. And you don't realize how much of what you're doing now is just copying what your parents did or what a caregiver did, you know, So if you don't look, you know, you need to take a long, hard look in the mirror and start addressing some of these issues. If you don't look after yourself, you've got to take more care of yourself. If you're not happy in your job, go and find a new job. Don't just carry on being in the comfort zone. You know, you've got to get out there and make stuff happen. And if you do that, I mean, it's literally a carbon copy of what I would tell a man. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Get your life sorted. Men will gravitate towards you. Energetically, they will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just completely agree. And I think the funny thing is, you might have stumbled upon this podcast, if you're not one of my regular listeners, and be like, oh, you know what? If I just had that relationship, it would be, and be, you've got to be so wary of even just that phrase or that way of thinking. You know, two people, one person is complicated enough. Two people coexisting and being mutually dependent on each other to a healthy degree, wow, that is a difficult puzzle to put together. You know, another person in your life often doesn't make things easier. In fact, it can make things harder. And sometimes I think when you're trying to deal with another person who's got their own set of issues that they're bringing to the table, you know, you can actually, it can be quite a difficult process sometimes in the beginning, you know, to readjust and to become more open to intimacy and to build something together. Sometimes intimacy can really push your buttons. It can make you feel more anxious, or it can actually be destabilizing. So to try and think that somebody like that is going to solve you is the wrong way round. So sometimes it's about looking honestly, just like John said, look at all those different other areas of your life, do a little life mini assessment today and think, have I really done due diligence here to fix everything? And I know it's the boring solution because we always want to run to the finish line, right, where the good party is and the sexy romantic adventure exists. But that will literally be, until you get the other stuff resolved, I think time and time again, you will choose the wrong people, you'll end up in a mess, you have to start again at the beginning, and in fact, you won't have made any progress. I feel sometimes that I've lost like months or years of my life sort of burying my head in the wrong relationships rather than doing the work which would have ultimately placed me to find the right ones. So I know it's not as exciting as here's the tip to go out and find a great guy tomorrow, or here's the text that will get your ex back. We don't want to talk about stuff like that because it's genuinely unhelpful / damaging.
It's drivel. Like, it's not going to help you at all. It's the inner game. It's get your life sorted. Do the hard work. You know, I mean, it's taken me, I mean, as a man, 6 years from, you know, I was a guy, low self-esteem, no confidence with women, life in tatters to a certain extent. And I spent 6 years developing myself, and I've now become someone that actually teaches men how to meet women. So it doesn't happen overnight. Do you know what I mean? It really doesn't. But you have to do that work because, you know, you're going to live the rest of your life. It's a long time to be carrying this baggage. If you're carrying this emotional baggage and you've got these behaviours that are sabotaging your life, it's a hell of a long time to live with that. So I wish I'd sorted things out earlier. I mean, I'm 35 now, so I started when I was 29, and I wish I'd done it sooner. So don't waste any time. Like, do it now. Get your life sorted. And, you know, the right man will come to you, like, guaranteed.
Yeah, and I think you know what the other thing is. If you, this reminded me of another conversation I had earlier as well. If you're there thinking, oh my God, Hayley and John, you've just told me that I have to spend maybe 6 years, are you joking, sorting my stuff out? I don't have the time to do that. This is going to be really bad. And there's my ex. He's gone and, even though he treated me really badly, he's now gone and swanned off into the future without, you know, where's the justice? And I understand. I understand why you might feel that way. But here's the good thing. Here's the good news that I have to give you to you on that subject. Get this. If someone's wronged you, or, you know, they've done some behavior that's, let's face it, a bit rubbish or a bit shady or a bit incomplete, or because they're having their own trauma or problems or damage that they haven't yet controlled, they don't get to swan off into any future. They are carrying all of that with them forever. They have to live with them, with all their behaviors that they haven't sorted out, with all of the stuff they did to you, all those bad memories, everything that they really know deep down wasn't a very nice thing to do, you know, and all that conflict. They're lugging that around. You have the beautiful opportunity now of putting down that sack of conflict and issues, open up the sack, start sorting it out and tidying it up and moving on. And actually, although the other person might look like they're having the time of their lives, often if someone's trying to have the time of their lives, it's because they're not addressing stuff possibly in their lives. It's all being swept under the carpet only to reappear at another time.
Sorry, can I just say something? That's what karma is. People think that karma is like, I wronged you and then I go and get hit by a bus. It's not. I watched a very, very interesting video on YouTube where somebody explained it. He said, karma is what you just said. Someone's wronged you, but they've got to live the rest of their life with all this crap that they're carrying, with the, you know, because when somebody's messed up and they wrong you in a relationship, the chances are they haven't just done it to you. They're doing it to a lot of people. They're living their life in the wrong way. They have to live that life. That's what karma is. So rather than thinking, oh, I need to get back at this person, it's already been done. He's living, carrying that shit, and you don't, you know, and you don't need to carry that anymore. So the best thing you can do is to put it down and start, you know, and start enjoying life.
Exactly. My analogy I used earlier, which is probably a bit brutal, it's like there's a train wreck that's about to happen. Someone threw you off the train. Yeah, it hurt. It hurt when you hit the ground. But oh my God, you can look up and you can see that thing is speeding right off the edge of a bridge. And look at, yay, you're not on it. Yeah. You got a lucky break, my friend. You just don't even realise it yet. You
can jump in a taxi and go straight to Vegas.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you should do to dodge the train wreck. So here's the thing. Although you might be like, oh God, got to do all this stuff. Getting your life on the right path, it's like a beautiful thing to do. And if someone's on the wrong path and they're doing all these bad behaviours, and just as you said, John, they're going to keep, unless they stop and reflect to sort it out, that's going to go on and on and on and on forever. They're on this crazy ass path and you don't even have to have anything to do with them anymore. You're free of it. You're actually completely free. Like, what a beautiful thing. You're free to sort that stuff out, and actually life can be so much infinitely better on the other side. So if you like what we've said and you like the vibe of this podcast and you actually think that women's dating needs a bit to take, I think it needs to take a few lessons actually from men's dating. And it's not all about getting some other person into a relationship with you. It's about sorting you out and then moving to a much better position in your life of awesomeness. So don't let the boys have all the fun. Let's make it great for us today. So if you've enjoyed this, please subscribe. I love my followers. Please keep in communicating. Also, I would really like it if you head over to haileyquinn.com/reallove, R-E-A-L-L-O-V-E. I've got 5 videos there, which are all about these principles, these new principles that you can bring to your life, which can actually get you on the right path and actually get you in the right space to have the kind of relationship that you want. So if you think the dating advice generally is a bit bad and it's disempowered you, this is the solution. But you have to go to haileyquinn.com/reallove to join my mission. And if they want to find anything out about you, if they've got a male friend in need, where can they find you, John?
They can go to www.male-mastery.com. That's the website. And then, of course, we're on all the social media. You can follow us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. And I can't remember the other ones, but we're what is it? Tumblr, Pinterest, all the social media we're on. So I don't know if it's the most ideally suited thing for a woman, but if you've got any male friends, as Hayley said, then send them our way.
Yeah. And also, you know, what's the other thing too? It's good, I think, as a woman to look at how men are approaching dating, because the men's dating industry, I think, is better in that it's so, you know, there's so much more sort of helpful stuff out there than what we've got. We've got access to. So if you've got a guy friend, or you know, it's somebody, maybe it's an ex that you're friends with, I don't bloody know, but you know that they want to get on the right path and they want to actually be a better man, male mastery would be great for them. And for you, join in my mission of saying, no, my life is not about getting a guy or catching, keeping anyone. My life is about sorting me out and getting on the right path. So as I said, come to haileyquinn.com/reallove, and I'll be back again next week with another episode of Love HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to haileyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.